Hello, my friend. Welcome aboard the Daily Dose of Disney. I'm Ray Keating, novelist, economist, and editor and publisher of DisneyBizJournal.com. So in this podcast, we serve up Disney or Disney-related stories, insights, quotes, debates, discussions, interviews, lessons covering a wide range of topics. What's up today? So we're in the midst of doing three from Walt, if you want to call it that. We've been serving up three quotes from Walt Disney on all sorts of interesting topics. And today's topic is failure. So the idea here is that these points from Walt, one of the great entrepreneurs, businessmen, creative individuals of the 20th century who understood failure, right? That these quotes might plant some sort of seed in you to spur your thinking forward, help you to take action in your business and in your career. So here we go. Three quotes from Walt on failure, related to failure. Number one, quote, "It is good to have a failure while you're young because it teaches you so much. For one thing, it makes you aware that such a thing can happen to anybody. And once you've lived through the worst, you're never quite as vulnerable afterward," close quote. I think that's sound advice, right? Listen, we all love to go through life and not have any failures. That's not the deal. And almost every entrepreneur suffers a great failure. And there is some, so there's several things to take away from this quote, right? First off, Walt talks about it teaches you, right? Failure is a great teacher. It hurts, but you take those lessons away and they stick with you. And I do think there's something to be said about those failures coming when you're young, because you realize then after you go through it that it's not the end of the world and you're perhaps less afraid of failure going forward. And that takes us right into, segue, look at me, into the next quote from Walt Disney. Quote, "Fear too often spells failure." So fear too often spells failure. "I hope I stay young enough in spirit never to fear failure." So that's important. The fear of failure can stop people. Right? I mean, how many people do you know that they had a dream, something that they want to do, they had, but just the idea of failing just froze them. They didn't go forward, and that's sad. So failure is something to be bothered by, but fear, that's a different thing. Don't fear failure. Fight it, right? But when it happens, the key is learn from it. And the last quote from Walt Disney, quote, "Almost everyone warned us that Disneyland would be a Hollywood spectacular failure, but they were thinking about an amusement park, and we believed in our idea, a family park where parents and children could have fun together," close quote. Well, Walt Disney was absolutely correct, of course. And people, this is the other part of failure, right? You're going to run into all sorts of people in your life, in your family, among your friends, people that you work with, that you're going to toss out this idea and they're going to assume, they're going to tell you, nope, that's a failure. That's not going to happen. And listen, that goes into a whole nother podcast, right? Sorting through good advice and bad advice, good feedback, bad feedback. The interesting thing about Disneyland, right, is that Walt so believed in this idea that he basically ignored the feedback from some of his most trusted, I would argue, his two most trusted people in his life, right? His brother and his wife. They both were like, yeah, I don't think this is going to work. But he did. So have the confidence in your idea. That is critical, right? To withstand those ideas, the feedback that you're going to get from people that, yes, close to you, that say, don't do this, it's going to be a failure. But if you know, go forward and prove to them, right, that it's not a failure. That's what Walt Disney did with Disneyland. And listen, we are reaping the rewards to this very day. Thanks for listening. Please get your news and views on Disney at DisneyBizJournal.com. Please check out my signed books at RayKeatingBooksAndMore.com. That includes a Disney planner, the to-do list solution, which is great to get organized, inspired. There's some fantastic quotes there from characters and facts about Disney and quotes from Imagineers and executives, a lot of Walt Disney stuff, quotes from Walt, insights from Walt. And you can start using that anytime during the year. You don't have to do it on, you know, January 1st. Also consider my thrillers, mysteries, historical fiction. 19 Pastor Stephen Grant novels are out there now. More coming. Cathedral, an Alliance of St. Michael novel. That's the first book in that series. You can get all of those in Kindle and paperback editions over at Amazon.com. You can get signed books at RayKeatingBooksAndMore.com. And you can make sure that you never miss any of my books and get other rewards as well by joining the Pastor Stephen Grant Fellowship with Ray Keating at Patreon.com. So just go to Patreon.com, plug in my name, Ray Keating, plug in Pastor Stephen Grant Fellowship. You'll go over there. We have various levels. As long as you jump in at the bronze reader level or higher, you'll get every book I write for free going forward. I hope you find value in some of this and all of this. And hey, have a magically productive day.